What's up, guys? It's your man, I Do a Barber. I'm back with another Beyond the Chair podcast where I go live. Well, let me skip the old traditional intro because who knows when I'm going live these days, although, I mean, I have all the time in the world to go live and talk to you guys. But today's, what lessons did we learn from COVID-19, coronavirus, whatever? What lessons did we learn as barbers? And really, you could just say personally. What lessons did we learn personally from this whole issue of COVID-19, coronavirus, this pandemic? Have you learned any lessons? That's the thing. I hope you guys learned some lessons, but we're going to talk about a little bit of that today. And shout out to everybody that's watching. I see Luke Mason, young YouTuber out here. Oh, and this podcast is also brought to you by my Patreon page. So if you are curious about personal development, personal finance, and if you're interested in stocks and building a long-term portfolio, check out the Patreon. There's a link in the description below to the Patreon. It's also really, like, if you want to call it a mentorship program, because in the Patreon, you could ask me questions and I'll do video responses to you guys' questions on the Patreon, which I have another Patreon video coming up. I did a Patreon video last week talking about manhood and things like that. So, you know, definitely check out the Patreon if you want to walk on the journey with me to becoming a millionaire, because that's the whole thing right now, is trying to get your money up, and it's not really a materialistic thing. It's just really, hey, let's get our personal finances ordered. Let's put ourselves in a good position so you can win later on in life. Or really, once you get to a point where you're comfortable, then you can start winning in life. So right now, my life is comfortable right now. But I want my life to just be that much better. So that's the journey I'm on right now. So let's talk about some of these things. So recently, you guys probably have heard that Georgia, I always think of Atlanta as a state. It's almost like Chicago is not a state, it's a city. Illinois is a state, Chicago is a city. Anyway, but Georgia, they're gonna open up as far as barbering, or not barbering, they're opening up everything, damn it. What the hell am I talking about barbering? Like, why are we special? We are special, but not that special in this case. They're opening up Georgia. Woo, shout out to JL. They're opening up Georgia. What does this mean? This means a lot. This is quite crazy. And if you guys tuned in last week to last week's podcast, smash the like button, because I said that quite a bit in that one. But no, seriously, I was talking about barbers being guinea pigs. Barbers being the crash test dummies. Which one of you guys are going to open up first? Now, it looks like Georgia is going to be those people that open up first. So I'm really curious, because that's a pretty big city. I'm talking about Atlanta, not Georgia, but I'm talking about Atlanta. It's a pretty big city. That being said, I'm curious how Georgia is. I really just want to know the statistics that come out of Georgia once they open up first week, week two, and the weeks thereafter. Because apparently, I mean, the governor of Texas is going to meet on the 27th of April. Is that this weekend? I'm not even sure what day it is. Quarantine life. But I don't know what they're going to do, or because originally they pushed us back to like May 20th. I know everyone's getting a little bit anxious and everyone wants to get back out. Everyone wants to start working. You know, the economy needs some stimulation. Like, we got stimulated with money, but the economy needs some stimulation from our Okay, that sounds so freaky. So yeah, the economy needs to be stimulated after we got stimulated. You know what I'm saying? But seriously, let me stop goofing off. Everyone's anxious to open. Okay, ignore what the lieutenant governor said out of Texas. You know, let's just ignore what this guy said. But tentatively, May 22nd or 20th for Texas, we'll see what the actual governor says on the 27th, which I guess that's this weekend. So we'll see. I'm kind of curious. But here's one thing. I talked about this before, okay? What I talked about is you need to be very assertive in the way you handle your life. And this goes just beyond coronavirus. This goes beyond just, oh, let me worry about the barber. No, what I'm talking about is personal development, which is a lot of stuff we talk about on the Patreon. So again, link in the description below to the Patreon. I talk about things like this, where you need to be personally responsible. You need to take actions for yourself. If you make a decision, you need to stand on your decision. Okay? If you say something, you need to stand behind what you said, okay? This is all about being a man. This goes a lot into it. So, what we saw coming into this before they shut a lot of the barbershops down, we saw barbershops that were still open, right? Like my barbershop owner, he was like, oh, I'm still gonna be here. I made the personal decision. I was like, hey, I'm gonna quarantine for next week, so don't expect me to be at the barbershop next week. I'm quarantining. Then, of course, I think it was like a couple days after I told him that, the governor came out and said, hey, you guys are closed. Now, if I'm a leader, if I'm in a position of leadership, I'm going to take the initiative and say to myself, this cat's crazy. Like, she's clawing at the door, but there's a clear path of exit for her. What's wrong with this cat? Anyway, I took it upon myself to say, hey, I'm going to quarantine myself. I'm not going to wait for the government to save me, or I'm not going to wait for the government to tell me what to do. And I'm not going to wait for the government to determine what's good for my family or not. Same thing with public assistance and all this stuff. Like in some cases, public assistance is good when used properly. If you're not trying to game the system, if you actually truly need public assistance, which a lot of people right now, they need unemployment. A lot of people right now, they need some other types of government assistance. Maybe the stimulus checks that people have been receiving. You need this stuff. But if you're gaming the system, no. Now here's the thing. We saw some barbers, they were like, okay, they shut us down. All right, let's do it. Now, we're talking about specifically Georgia here. They're opening up, I think it's next week. So what I'm kind of curious is, if I were a barbershop owner or if I was a barber, me personally, I'm not going back to work. I would not go back to work. I would wait at least a week or two before I actually go back to work as a barber. This cat doesn't want to be near me, but now I'm doing a video. Now the cat wants to be near me. Anyway. So, me personally, I wouldn't go back to work for another week or two. Now, okay, why, right? You might be asking, why? You're gonna miss out on all this money. You're gonna miss out on the valuable money-making opportunity. Look, guys, how many times do I have to tell you? Although personal development, and this role to becoming, oh, there's nothing on this. Why did I just point to this? Damn it. Anyway, so none of that has to do with being greedy on the road to being financially free. Greed has nothing to do with it. I haven't cut a single head since the governor shut us down. I've had people hit me up. I actually just had a guy hit me up an hour ago. He's like, oh, let me know if you're doing house calls. I'm not responding to that. I'm not doing a damn house call. I'm financially fine. I could not work for a good two, because I'm rich. No, I'm fine. But see, this is what I'm talking about. If you sign up to the Patreon, I could help you get to these levels where you don't have to worry about silly stuff like this, where the things like a coronavirus or something like this happens. It's like, you know, you're just like, okay, cool. I get to catch up on a lot of other stuff. Me personally, this time has been great for me. I've been taking care of a lot of stuff during this time. And it's been great. I've actually been loving it. I've got to toss around some new ideas in my head. I've got to come up with some new income streams. I've got to plan my financial future even more. So this coronavirus thing, I'm going to be honest. This has been the best thing that's happened to me all year. I would say this is probably the best thing that's happened to me in the last 2 to 3 years. I'm just going to be honest. As weird as that might sound to you guys, but that's just different when your headspace is different, guys. So this is what I'm trying to tell you. And again, if you sign up to the Patreon, things like this, and you get in and, you know, we can get this thing started, it will be better for you. So I'm kind of curious what's going to happen. So if any one of the viewers, listeners, whatever, if you guys are a barber in the state of Georgia, please be in contact with me. As I said last week, please let me know what the hell is going on in your state, because I want to know what the landscape is like. I want to know what the complexion is in the state as far as barbers, because look, I don't want to be a test dummy. I don't want to be a guinea pig. That's just me personally. I wouldn't want to just go out here and be the test pilot of some first model where we don't know if we worked out all the bugs yet. And we're like, okay, yeah, you go do this. Like, I'm not a send-off, okay? So I'm going to wait a week or two before they do that. So like, let's say if the governor this weekend in Texas says, hey, everyone's good to reopen, right? Like, oh, ooh, Dallas is good. Dallas, reopen. Now, of course, if you're smart and you follow the news, you would probably know that in your city, and I'm not talking about your city specifically, but we're talking about here in Dallas, you know, the cases, they're slowly on the rise. There hasn't been any flattening here. It's been like slowly creeping, okay? And of course, that's still worrisome, especially if you have a family and things like that. If you don't have anyone to rely on, I mean, just do whatever you want, I guess, you know, but be smart about what you do. Of course, we talk about this all the time, personal responsibility, right? Again, Patreon. Now, this is a mess. It is a real mess, but let's talk about, because I don't want to harp on that too long. Let's talk about the lessons we learned from coronavirus. So that was lesson number one. Lesson number two, what other lesson did we learn from coronavirus or COVID-19 or the pandemic or whatever, right? What lesson did we learn? You might be curious. Now, some of you, this is all different, of course. What I'm about to say is not a blanket statement, but it's a pretty good statement for a lot of people because, of course, a lot of people are struggling. You seen that video of all those black people outside of that, I think it was a bank or something, or maybe a tax office, and they had the sheriffs there, and they were asking for their stimulus checks and stuff like this, and they looked like they were about to riot and all. It was just a bunch of, like, ugly, fat black women. But anyway, that was a poor sight. You know, that's one of those situations where you shouldn't be, like, if you're personally responsible, if you have your finances in order, you shouldn't be standing outside of a damn tax office looking for your stimulus check when you got your hair wrapped, you probably got pajamas on. Like, no. This is only if people knew about my Patreon, okay? Now, number two lesson that we learned, we need to be personally responsible when it comes to our finances, guys. How many times do I have to tell you this? As barbers are the worst a lot of the times. A lot of times if you ask a barber, and of course, I'm gonna harp on this statistic again, where they say 70 to 80% of Americans don't have $1,000 in their savings account. How does this make sense to me? This doesn't make sense to me, guys. How, why? Why do you not have this type of money in a savings account or just really a checking account, wherever? Like, why do you not have this? Why are you one financial mistake or one small crisis away from being completely broke or maybe evicted or foreclosed on, things like this? This ain't good, guys. This is exactly what I don't want to see. Like, for me to say this and for you guys to listen to me and all this other stuff, and let's say you're in that position, right? Do something about it, right? It's like I'm the bully and I'm pushing you every day into the locker, or I'm pushing you into a puddle of water every day, every time it rains, or I'm tripping you from behind. I'm like, you know, making fun of you. You're getting ridiculed by your classmates. You over here thinking about pulling a gun on me at school the next day. But here's the thing. You got to do something about it. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do, okay? If you're at home, if I'm talking to you, if these words resonate to you, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do, huh? What are you going to do? I'm raising my hands up. What the hell are you going to do? Tell me. I mean, do something. I mean, you know, there's only positive that can come from it. You just have to do something. Please, I beg you to do something, okay? So be personally responsible when it comes to finance, because why the hell are you in this position? If any of you are older, and I mean 30, 40, 50, I mean 30 plus, okay? Let's just say 30 plus. Okay. If you remember 2008, 2009, and you went through that, and you're still financially irresponsible, now let's say something happened, right? Let's just say something happened, you're off the hook, okay? Let's just exclude you from this conversation here. But if you went through 2008, 2009, then now you're going through this and you're still in the same position as 2008, 2009, and 2020, shame on you. Something is wrong. Look, you have to prioritize. Some things just aren't that important, right? Season tickets to whatever your favorite sports team. Is that important right now? Is that important for the next season, the next two seasons? Take a season off, okay? Look, be happy to watch it from the thing. Look, are you struggling? Do you have season tickets to somewhere? You probably want to get rid of that damn thing. Do you have an expensive car payment? $500, $600, $700? You might want to downgrade or sell that damn car and get something that's more affordable, where things like that don't put you in this type of position. Now, of course, you know, all sorts of things are asked. They're offering all sorts of deferments and all sorts of leniencies and all this other stuff. And that's great. That's great, because this isn't something that, like, oh, this guy is a special guy. Like, a lot of people are in this position. But I truly believe that everyone could have been in a better position. Because personal finance, that's on you. That's on you. That's not me being responsible for you or you being responsible for me. That is you being responsible for you, okay? And that's the problem. People think they got it, or they think, like, oh, why are you in my business? Or, oh, I work hard for this money. I can spend it the way I want. Okay. Wonderful way of thinking, but let me ask you a question. How's that working out for you, okay? How's that working out for you right now? Please, you said you got it like that. You said, I work hard for my money. I'm going to do what I want. Hey, just tell me, how's that working out for you, okay? That's my question for you. How is that working out for you? Because times like this, in crisis, in markets that are bad, or when things are down, or as it seems, people are getting richer. There are people getting richer. There are people that are coming up out of things like this, just like 2008, 2009, Y2K. SARS epidemic, things like those, people are getting rich. Coronavirus, COVID-19, this whole pandemic, people are getting rich right now. Me, I've been investing a lot of money. Look, I mean, if you guys follow the Patreon page, which I did a free Patreon video talking about some of the stocks that I purchased this week, this morning, I just purchased some new stocks this morning. So I'm slowly putting in money slowly, and I'm probably gonna put some more money in here probably tomorrow, to be honest with you, and you know, start investing some more money. So I just get really tired of it. This is something that you have the power to do something about your future. This is your future, okay? Yeah, and unfortunately, like JL says, it took the pandemic to really bring awareness to this topic. Now, of course, you know, tough people last through tough times. Tough times don't last. Tough people do. But if this is something that you can get through clean, you know, your credit's still in order, you know, you didn't have to, like, sell your soul for anything, okay, chalk this up as an L, take this as a loss, and then let's get through this so we can start doing some other stuff. Hold on one second.
Hey guys, go.
All right, see, my kids, they think it's crazy. They just, see? That's what happens when you're at home. Kids, crazy. So, anywho, you need to be responsible. So, what do we need to do by this, okay? What do we need to do by this, okay? Mm-hmm. This is what we need to have. Okay. Or... this is what you need to have. You need to have emergency money, or you need to have FU money, okay? Either or, it's all the same. This is what you need to have in times like this right now, or any other little thing that might happen to you. Why? I mean, like, people are like, oh, I gotta save my money, I work hard for my money, I wanna spend it. That's dumb. Spend it wisely, right? Save your money and invest. This is what I'm always telling you, save and invest. Not just save, but save and invest. Protect your money from inflation. How many times do I have to tell you guys this? Come on. Think, McFly. Okay? So why? Why do we do this? Because, look, things like this happen. You know, like, we're not working for a month, month and a half, right? If you've got at least, let's say, 3 months, 6, 4, 5, a couple months of expenses where you can pay all of your household bills, car notes, insurances, telephones, things like this. Stuff like this. No, easy money. Let me move this out of the way. There we go. Is that better? A little bit better. All right. Okay. Not a bad glare now. Okay, but in times like this, that's where this comes in. If you have, let's say your transmission blows, right? you need a new set of tires for whatever reason, right? Which you should have seen this coming if we're responsible, right? We're talking about personal development, right? Like it's things that we talk about in the Patreon, right? Personal development, things like this. You should know if you're gonna need new tires coming up. Come on now, let's not procrastinate. Let's not be lazy asses. Let's not just try and put things off and be like, oh, woe is me. No, you gotta be responsible. This is your fault, okay? Look, if you have a car, a used car, right? And let's say it's been running good for 2-3 years and you're like, oh man, this thing probably has over 100,000 miles. If it's been running good for 2-3 years, you can expect something bad to happen. And you know what? If you have some FU money, if you got some emergency money, it's not gonna be that big of a deal. It's not gonna be that big of a deal when it happens because all you're gonna have to do is just throw some money at it and you're just back to moving, okay? It's not a crisis, okay? It's not like your world's falling apart and you gotta go get payday loans. You gotta call up all your relatives. You gotta call up, you gotta be like, oh, can you loan me $1,000? Oh, can you loan me $500? Did you not just read the statistic? 70 to 80% do not have $1,000 in an account, okay? So what do you think cousin Ray Ray is gonna be able to offer you if you just go off statistics, right? Statistically, he probably doesn't have the money. And this is money isn't even for him, it's for you. So he's probably not gonna have the money, guys. I just dropped something. So let's be smart about how we handle things like this. Look, let's say your transmission goes out, your engine blows up or whatever, you got emergency money. You got FU money. These things are easy work. You don't have to worry about this stuff when you got FU money, when you got emergency money. You know, this is crazy. And this is what I'm trying to tell you guys. Like, get your shit together, guys. I'm tired of this. Please get your shit together. Now look, I'm talking to the barbers here, because I'm a barber. You're probably a barber, stylist, or whatever it is. Let me erase this. Here's another thing I get sick of hearing about in the barber community, okay? I get very sick of this topic right here. I can't pay my booth rent. The week has been slow. It's been a slow week. I can't pay booth rent. Can I pay you next week, or can I pay you in payments? Again, personal finance, personal development, personal responsibility. Why should that ever be an issue? No matter if your booth rent is from $125 to $250. No matter what it is, if it's between $125 to $250, I don't care. This should not be a determinant factor whether or not you're going to be able to work this week. Okay? Talk about irresponsible. That's irresponsible. That is very, very bad. Like, why would you want to be in that position where you got to be like, yo, I can't make my booth rent this week? Now, remember I talked to you guys about the emergency money, the FU money, just a few minutes ago? Remember I was telling you about that? If you're self-employed, you need to have the same approach when it comes to your business of any sort. Seeing how I'm involved in the stock market and following markets and companies and things like this, if any of you guys do, you probably know a lot of the companies that are really in trouble right now and are struggling are companies that have poor balance sheets, companies that had tons of debt, companies that did not have free flow cash on the side to handle something like this. This is the problem, okay? And of course, this is the problem. You don't have free flowing cash, okay? You don't have cash. That's the problem in business, and what you're seeing with a lot of these companies that are on the verge of bankruptcy, that are taking out all sorts of like ridiculous loans. I mean, look, one company I saw, they borrowed $10 billion. Like, and this is gonna blow your mind, because I'm not sure if you guys keep up with stuff like this. This is gonna blow your mind. I heard one company, I'm not gonna say the name, they borrowed $10 billion at 11% interest. Now, you might buy a home or take out a mortgage on your home and you'll get pissed that you gotta pay 6% interest on that. These people are paying 11, Yes, 11% interest on a $10 billion loan. Just to stay alive, okay? Imagine that. So screw your mortgage payment that with 6% interest. These people took out a $10 billion loan at 11% interest, okay? Why? Because their balance sheets were poor. They were not ready for something like this. Now, as a barber, right, what can we learn? Keep some cash on side. Keep some extra cash, okay? So, let me erase this, right? I'm gonna throw a number up here, right? Because if you're a barbershop owner or, why does this keep leaning? Anyway, it's like bugging the hell out of me. So as a barbershop owner or a booth renter or whether you have a suite somewhere, okay? So, whoa, geez, what's up with this? Okay. What does this number mean to you guys? What does this number mean to you? 7K. What does 7K mean to you guys? Now, I don't mean just 7K flat out. We're talking about 7K plus. Would you like $7,000, guys? How many of you guys would love to have 7 grand right now? Just tell me. How many of you guys would just, if you guys had to pay 7 grand, how many of you would be screwed right now? How many of you? I mean, throw one in the comments. How many of you would either love 7 grand or would be screwed if you had to pay out 7 grand because of some sort of financial crisis or an emergency? Okay? So let me tell you guys a little bit of a story. So if you guys don't know much about me, if you guys haven't been following the channel for a while, before barbering, I used to own a taxi cab company in Florida. I used to live in Florida before I moved here to start barbering. But used to have a taxi company. Now, during spring break is one of the busiest times of the year for the taxi cab industry in that city. Summers is really well too. We made a lot of money during the summertime, but pound for pound, buck for buck in that, you know, short window, spring break was ridiculous. You know, companies can make a lot of money during spring break. So here's one thing that you guys might not know. Commercial insurance for vehicles, they are ruthless. If you are late 1-2 days, they are going to cancel your policy. Cancel your policy. I kid you not, guys. They're ruthless. They want their money at the due date. They want their money on the due date. So what happened to me was my insurance lapsed because, you know, I just, whatever. I don't even know. I can't even come up with an excuse. It's just my fault. So my insurance lapsed. One of my drivers got into an accident. He rear-ended someone. Now, I've got this accident on video, which is actually kind of like funny to watch because I was on the phone with him right before it happened. He hung up the phone with me and then hit him. And then he called me back and he was like all nervous. I'm like, what the hell? Anyway, so hit someone. I get on the scene. I can see all the damage. And thankfully, in that accident, no one was hurt. No one, you know, my driver or his passengers or the people that he hit, no one was hurt, thankfully. Now, the funny thing is, like, when I pull up, I see the people that got hit. They're, like, pouring out, like, beer and liquor and stuff. And they're underage on top of that. So I was just like, interesting. But when that happened, I didn't have insurance, guys. No insurance. I didn't have any because it lapsed, just like I said. You want to know how much I had to pay for that? Boom. 7+. It wasn't flat out 7. 7+. Okay? Boom. That much. Now, like I said, who wants to deal with something like this right now? Not many people, right? I know you might want this, but many people can't handle something like this. Like Jack Nicholson and what was that? A Few Good Men. You can't handle the truth. You can't handle something like this, but I did, right? So with that situation, you know, if you don't know how car accidents work, if you hit someone, Then they call your insurance. Insurance basically handles everything, and you really don't have to worry about too much, right, if it isn't too bad. In this case, insurance calls. They're like, oh, the insurance said da-da-da. And I was like, oh, my goodness. And then they give me the bill. I had to fix their car, and I had to fix my car. All totaling $7+, okay? And I had the money. It was no big deal. It was business as usual the next day. Everything kept going, I mean, minus that car, things like this. The ball kept rolling. Bills continued to get paid. There was just a tiny bump in the road, okay? Wrote the check, boom, boom, okay? Tiny bump in the road. So during this whole thing, like I say, with barbers who can't pay their booth rent because, oh, the week was slow, and it's worse for the barbers that have been in this than the industry for like multiple years, whatever. I mean, look, okay, if it's like your first 6 months at a barber shop, you got no clientele, and maybe the shop's slow too, okay, maybe. But no excuses. No excuses. And if you're self-employed, you should have reserves on the side. You know, we talk about this. The FU money. We talk about the FU money. Of course, you should have this for your home. But you should also have FU money for your business, because you just never know what could happen, right? So let's talk about barbershop owners, right? Let's say a pipe burst and the landlord's not on the hook. You are. You're going to have to fix it. You're going to need some FU money for your business. Same thing with the booth renter. Look, if you have a week that's slow, or maybe you want to take a vacation, because we hear this happen a lot. Booth renters, they'll be like, oh, I'm going to go on a vacation. Or some of them, just going to be honest, are afraid to take vacations because they're like, oh, I don't want to have to pay the booth rent when I'm not working and blah, blah, blah. And then they're trying to, you know, haggle with the barbershop owner on like, oh, can you give me half off, or can I not pay booth rent because I'm not going to be here, I'm going to be on vacation. Who cares if you're on vacation? You're making this much money, it doesn't matter, right? It doesn't matter. You should be able to pay this. This is no big deal. Why is that such a hassle, right? Have reserves on hand if you're self-employed or if you're a barber. And also, what's even more important, smash the like button, okay? If you're feeling it. But you want to have some reserves on order. So this lesson right here, valuable lesson for you guys. Remember, guys, as barbers, have reserves on order, okay? That is out of everything else, that is probably one of the most valuable. Have reserves on order. We're talking about home and business, okay? Okay, home and business. Home and business, have reserves on order. This is very, very important, because as a barber, let's say you're a barber and you break your leg, right? You blow your knee out, or roll your ankle, do something, tear your shoulder out, you know, especially if you're right-handed, you tear your shoulder out, you know, trying to play tackle football with the guys on the weekend. If you don't have some business money set aside to where you could pay that booth rent, now look, every barbershop's different. The way they're managed is different, and the way things are done are different. At some barbershops, they run them really like businesses, and some of them are, you know, maybe more lenient. But if your barbershop owner is not willing to say, hey, like, sorry, dude, you blah, 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 I'm just going to be honest with you. You either have to take all your stuff out of the barbershop, or just pay, right? Whether it's right morally, or whether he should look out for a brother, like, whatever. Have reserves on hand, because that's not the time where you want to be like, oh man, like, you don't have time for that. Your shoulder's broken, okay? You don't have time for that. You blew your knee out, okay? You got bigger fish to fry than a couple weeks worth of booth rent, okay? And I'm going to be honest with you, your shoulder's out, if your knee is blown, Good luck taking all that stuff out of the barbershop. And then also, what does that make you look like, right? Because you got to say to yourself, oh man, at one sign of trouble, this guy's just going to come pack up all this stuff and just take it out. At one sign of trouble, this dude's going to pack up everything and he's going to be willing to go at one sign of trouble. Of course, that's something that plays with the psyche. Okay, you have to really look at someone differently if they're willing to go to those types of measures just to avoid a little bit of Boothern, a little bit of like whatever it is, right? $150, right? $250, right? You know, we talk about barbers are cheap. Barbers are cheap, guys. A lot of you are cheap. And you guys don't want to suck it up and pay a couple, or like a week or two, you know. Like when I go on vacation, if I'm going for a week, there's been a few times I've been gone from the barbershop for a week, a couple weeks. I'm not looking for a discount on Boothern. I got a vacation to worry about, you know? I'm not worried about booth rent at that time. I'm not worried about my clients at that time. I'm not worried about like what's going on at the barbershop at that time. I'm worried about my vacation, guys. So now, of course, being a barbershop owner, that's a little bit different. You can't just leave the barbershop for a week or two and not have a care in the world. You know, it's a little bit different. But you want to have some money on side. You know, it's so important, and I can't stress this enough. And if you guys check out the Patreon, link in the description below, I think it's called like my stock portfolio. That'll be the link to my Patreon. And of course, if you want to get involved in some stocks and things like that, there's a link to Robinhood. You sign up today, you get a free stock, I get a free stock. And yeah, you can get your stock market investing journey started, because the market is still pretty down. You know, I think it was going up today, I can't remember. When I woke up, I got in the market really early, like right when it opened at like 8:30, and I actually was able to buy some stuff, trade some stuff, you know, got some new companies under my belt, things like this, which if you follow the Patreon, you'll see which companies those are and what moves I made. And you can see the growth and things like that. Because even in a time like this, right, because as they say, the economy's down, stock market isn't the greatest, I'm still positive. I think last time I looked, I was about 15% up on my portfolio. Imagine that, right? Imagine that. So I've been saying this for the past few weeks, get in on the market. If you've ever been curious about trying to invest in the stock market, you're getting in right now at a discount. The barrier of entry is really low. Get in now. If you were ever thinking about it, if you were thinking like, oh man, the prices were too high a couple years ago. Oh man, the price were too high like 6 months ago. Oh man, I wish the prices were lower and I can get in and really make the best out of my money. That time, well, I wouldn't say like right now, but that time is still sort of now. Like even if you would have got in the middle of March, March 18th-ish, 15th, 23rd-ish, 24th-ish, those prices were really good to get in. But now it's gone up. Prices are still good to get in on some quality companies and make some good investments. You know, there's all sorts of stocks that you can make some money on. Just do your research, and it depends on what type of stock market investing that you're trying to do. So these are some lessons that we've learned from the coronavirus. And, you know, a lot of people got caught with their pants down, big companies. So don't feel bad, like, for you if you're struggling and you got caught with your pants down. Don't worry. Many of other companies got caught with their pants down, okay? If it wasn't for some of these government bailouts, some of these companies would have been bankrupt. They would have really gone to zero, okay? Because you see some of these companies, let's say like Dave & Buster, which I just sold off all my shares in Dave & Buster. They took out a loan, and they have, I think, if I'm not mistaken, if they are not reopened by June, they will be bankrupt. They have enough money to last them to June. This is Dave & Buster. I think it's June. It's either June or the beginning of July. I can't remember the exact time frame, but the way their numbers work with the loan, you know, all of their operating costs and things like this, if they don't get back up, they're going to be bankrupt. And I sold out on my shares of Dave & Buster and made some money in the process doing so. But here's the thing. I was talking about this, I think I was, what was I talking about this last week? I think I've been talking a lot, right? But what's funny is I have a video tomorrow, coming up. Money related, but we're talking about barber college. Is barber college expensive? That video will be up tomorrow because I hear this topic quite a bit. And I really don't want to talk about this here because I don't want to spoil the video for you guys. So yeah, don't want to spoil the video for you guys. So it's going to be an interesting video. I hear this topic a lot. It kind of pisses me off when I hear barbers saying that barber college is expensive. But to the contrary, I'm going to be honest with you guys. Barber college is not expensive. You know, this is undebatable. You can get your panties in a bunch. I don't care. The numbers show barber college is not expensive. And I know, I can see people already getting offended already, but that's just how the things work. But there were a lot of lessons that were learned here from this coronavirus. During this time, you should have used this time to get better at something, to do something, to take care of some businesses, let some ideas flow. You know, there's plenty of free time. I mean, you know, you can't use the excuse like, oh, I didn't have time. All we have right now is time. You know, you should have come up with some creative idea if you're creative enough. You know, it's not like this is like one of the things where like, oh, I took a week off just to chill. Like, yes, because sometimes if you just take a week off, you know, you spend your time doing a bunch of stuff around the house, you almost feel like work. But this time we've had a month or more off. You should have done something. I mean, in the comments below, let me know what you guys came up with during this downturn. During all this downtime, let me know what you guys actually have come up with. Something clever, something innovative, something that can possibly change your future. Let me know in the comments below because I'm kind of curious. I want to know, you know, what you guys are up to and things like this. I've been doing all sorts of stuff, so don't even ask me. You know, that's a whole hour-long conversation. I've been taking care of a bunch of stuff. But hopefully, you know, some of these things here in today's podcast can help you prepare for something like this. So if this is your first time going through something like this coronavirus thing where things are crazy, if you didn't experience 2008, 2009, you know, if this is your first one, take this as a lesson learned, get pissed off and say to yourself, never again. Say to yourself, if this happens again, I'm gonna make sure I'm ready. I'm gonna make sure I have my money ready so I can start investing some way somehow where I can make my money work better for me rather than just trying to look cool, right? Be a little bit smarter. So that's the whole purpose, right? I don't want to hear it again. Now, hopefully we don't have something happen anytime soon, right? Because I know some of you probably like blow your brains out if something happened within the next like year or two, right? Usually things like this happens about every 10 years or so when you just look at it, right? We had this. Then 2008, 2009, that was about 11, 12 years ago. Then you had the whole Y2K thing, 9/11, you know, close to 10 years. So things like these don't happen quite often, but they do happen in sort of a close time frame, right around 10 years. So you can predict something like this will probably happen within that time frame. Now, in the meantime, what can you do? You can prepare yourself. You can start saving yourself some emergency money. You can sit yourself aside some FU money. You know, if you're a barber, which I assume most people are listening to this video, you can set aside some money for emergencies for your business because you don't want to be caught with your pants down. And if you do some way, somehow, whatever, you know, sometimes it happens, right? Sometimes it happens, but that's what that money is for. So you're not left out to hang and dry, okay? And sign up for the Patreon. These are things that we talk about more intensively on the Patreon, things like this. And of course, you can send me private messages and I do video requests for my Patreon members. And those videos are only for Patreon. So community of people that are serious about personal development, finance, investing and things like this, that's what the Patreon's for because I've got some special stuff planned for the Patreon. I'm not going to say what it is, but it's for the Patreon members. It's going to be something cool once everyone can really buckle down, start hammering home some goals, and then I've got something special planned for the Patreon. So I'm excited. I'm excited. But I appreciate y'all for tuning in. Tomorrow I'll be dropping another video, and then Friday I might be dropping a haircut video. live. So if, you know, if you guys ever wanted to see, well, no, I guess you guys see me do haircuts, but if you want ever want to watch me go through the process of doing a haircut live, check that out on Friday. So should be fun. I'll see you guys in the next one. It's been your man, I Do It Signing out, and I'll holla.